Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is hit by the pitch. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive towards first. Zovchin catches it and steps on first to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to third. Williams moves to second. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from White and he is out, Klaus applying the tag. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Kiner moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Hatton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and has Rosen trapped. There's the throw to Goodman who tags Rosen for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiner moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fain moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kiner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Zobchin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Hatton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen strikes out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White is hit by the pitch. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Hatton moves to third. It's 4-2. Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Brewer moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Bob Feller now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-3 in the game. Zobchin hits a fly ball towards right. Wirtz catches it and throws to second to double up Jensen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Bob Feller. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Jose Santiago now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brewer hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. White settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on White. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 4 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for George Strickland. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.